Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast. All right. Welcome back to Gore Girls, everybody. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are doing Elaine's pick for our no theme theme.
Yep.
We are talking about Don't Breathe, directed by Fede Alvarez. The name sounds familiar. That's the fucking Evil Dead dude.
Yep.
Remake.
Yep.
You guys, I didn't know he was doing the new Alien.
Dude.
And then I didn't either until I saw it.
Yeah.
You know, because again, yep. We just say so many things.
It looks so fucking good.
Yeah.
I am feeling very hopeful about it.
Me too. Same.
Yep.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So Elaine, why did you pick this movie for the no theme theme?
Well, I feel like this movie is very different
than
things we normally do. And I wanted to mix it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Just cool. Mixing it up a bit.
Yeah. Just changing things around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm here for it. I'm excited to talk about it. Grace, would you like to talk about the making of the movie?
Absolutely. So it's directed and written by Fede Alvarez, like we said, and then also written by, I'm going to guess, okay? Mm-hmm. Rodo Sayagues.
Okay.
It's spelled sure. Sayagues.
That sounds right.
Sure. That sounds
Sure.
All right. Also, fun fact, Sam Raimi produced it.
Mm-hmm.
Also produced by, this is just, I don't normally say the producer, but it's just interesting to me. Robert Tapert, T-A-P-E-R-T, who produced just about everything that Rodo has been a part of. So they're little bromance. And then Jay and Sam are little bromance.
That's cute. Love that.
Love it.
So obviously, Fede has done Evil Dead 2013, the 2022 Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Don't Breathe 2, and then, like we said, the new Alien. Rodo, these are such weird names. Did the 2013 Evil Dead and Evil Dead Rise, and then also Evil Dead 2 1987. Oh. And Army of Darkness. And Grudge.
Really?
And Grudge 1 and 2.
Oh.
30 Days of Night. Drag Me to Hell.
Oh my God.
And then there's a Grudge that came out in 2020.
That I don't really?
It was a prequel, it said.
I just saw that the other day.
And then Don't Breathe 2. So he's done a lot of
things. A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Fede, this is silly to me, but Fede wanted to do a movie that had less gore, an original story, and no dependence on something supernatural because he felt it was too trendy, and that was really similar to James Wan with Saw.
Right.
And then he did Insidious. So.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, not with
the paranormal,
supernatural,
but
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But not gory. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original name for this movie was A Man in the Dark. So I like Don't Breathe better.
I like Don't Breathe.
Yeah, for sure.
The movie was announced in 2014, but was released at South by Southwest in 2016. Fede said about making the antagonist blind, sometimes you naturally give them powers and that makes them more menacing than a normal person. So we thought, what if we do it the other way around? And take his eyes out and make him a blind person. Or, like, take away all his powers.
Yeah.
Right.
Make him more scary. Alvarez has called the film an exercise in reversal, noting that the film, like the fact that the house in question is in it's a nice house in a scary street, so the opposite. Usually it's
you. Mm-hmm.
Or that the movie is a home invasion story told from the point of view of the invaders.
So, right.
Right.
Yeah.
A little crazy. This is an interesting fact. It was filmed in Hungary.
Oh,
really?
Why?
Because it was cheaper.
Wow.
Than filming in Detroit?
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's very interesting.
And stuff.
Wow. That's crazy.
And it cost half as less as Evil Dead.
Oh.
And only took a month.
Holy shit.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm none hungry. Of the special effects like they needed.
Right. No special effects. Yeah. And then this was crazy to me, but it was nominated for a Critics' Choice Award.
Oh, like really?
An actual award, not these.
Right, not like an award show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. It didn't win, but it was still nominated, which is wild.
Yeah.
This was the only review that I kind of liked. It was on the Roger Ebert website, but obviously he has already died. But his name is Brian P. I don't know how to say his last name. The men of Don't Breathe are given almost no defining character traits whatsoever, and that's to the film's determinant. You can feel Alvarez... What? Detriment. Thank you. You can feel Alvarez rushing to get to the centerpiece when he could have taken a beat or two to give us a reason to care about Money and Alex beyond the former being a tough guy and the latter being a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's my favorite part. Because Hostel took an hour to even get there.
Right. This, yeah.
We're here.
Throws you right in.
It's like 15 minutes and then we're in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
He gave it 3 out of 4 stars though,
even with that.
I can read and breathe, and I'm very sorry.
No, you're great.
So Grace, you hadn't seen this movie, right, Grace?
Correct.
Kayla, have you seen it?
Yeah. I don't think I saw it in theaters, but like right after it came out, I think I saw it.
Yeah, same.
Did you like it,
Grace? But only the one time.
I love this movie so much.
Oh, yes. Sick.
Really? Oh, yay.
Okay, good.
Sick. Yeah, yay. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yeah. Cool. I can't wait to talk about it then.
Do we have a pun?
Oh,
okay, you guys. So I was looking for a pun, and I wanted to be nasty, and I was really hoping I could find like a jerky baster pun.
Oh,
I couldn't. So then I was looking for like blind puns, but everything was just kind of. I just didn't like it. And then I was looking for home invasion puns, and the website that I use like wouldn't come up with anything. So I just Googled home invasion puns.
Yeah.
And Google said, "Did you mean home invasion tips?"
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Did you clear that from your history? Like
right.
So that's my joke for today, because I couldn't find a good one.
I love it. Did you mean home invasion tips?
No, I didn't mean that.
No, I didn't. Did you yell it to your FBI agent that was watching you? Or
I said, I didn't mean that.
Like, I promised.
Yeah. So funny. God.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Nice.
How about, trivia.
I beat you to it, Lorelai.
No worries.
The tanning beds caused the demise of how many characters in Final Destination 3, 2006? Two. The answer is two.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen that in forever.
That scene is ingrained in my brain forever.
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
I'll never forget it.
Tanning bed. Yeah, that I remember very well. And like the tree that knocks it over and whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the second person that dies because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the two girls because they're like in beds right next to each other.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time I hear Roller Coaster of Love,
that
seems to be like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, without further ado, we'll get into the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it so you can listen without any spoilers.
Spoilers.
And I'll let Elaine take her away.
A group of thieves break into the house of a blind man, but he is not the easy target that they expected.
Perfect.
Okay. The opening scene is a man dragging a young woman down the street by her hair.
This beginning part just reminded me a lot of Barbarian, which makes sense because it's in Detroit, same area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just the lighting, the color palette, just all of it. I was like, oh, because I hadn't seen this since it first came out, and then Barbarian came out last year. I was like, oh, wow, it's very similar. I love when movies start like this, like in the middle of the movie or toward the end.
It's like, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so ominous.
Why not?
Like, once we got to that part later in the movie, he's like, see, this is stupid. Like, we already know what's going to happen. And I'm like, but you don't really. You don't. Like, you don't. It's just like, oh, okay, now we're here. Now we know what led to this. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. He doesn't like it. I'm like, you're dumb. You don't know.
Okay, well.
No, I like it because it grabs me.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, holy shit. Especially how he's dragging her. You're like, is she dead? Is she alive?
Right.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Ronald?
Ronald likes to ruin movies, you know? He was like, because I watched it first, because I've learned. I watch the movie first, I take my notes, then I can watch it with these two freaking hooligans that I live with.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They just talk the whole time. But he's like, oh, that guy's just dragging that dead broad. I'm like, shut up. This movie's actually really good. So stop. You're going to ruin it for yourself.
Shut up. Yeah. Dead broad.
Just watch it.
Just watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, men.
I know. He liked it a lot, though.
Neat.
It's good. It's a good intro.
I think it so, is. Too.
I feel like it's one of my favorites.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. When I first saw this movie, I knew nothing about it, the plot, or anything. So I feel like especially going into it, watching it for the first time, not knowing anything, it's like, what? Uh-huh. How did she get here?
Yeah, that's what I don't like to. I want to know nothing.
Yeah, same.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate when like they give it away in trailers, like the Alien same. Trailer. I'm like, that's a perfect trailer.
Right.
Perfect.
We know nothing really.
Nothing.
Yep.
Have you guys seen the trailer for Long Legs?
Yeah.
No.
You and I just saw it.
Right, and that was the most of the trailer that I had ever seen. Mm-hmm. The one that I'll send it to you, Grace. The one that I saw at the beginning. Kayla, did you see that? Yes, you had. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll send it to just everybody. It is so good and so vague, and I'm like, that's how a fucking trailer should be. Like, pique my interest and tell me nothing.
Just enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I like it when people don't freaky. Talk in a trailer. It's just like weird, eerie music.
Yep.
Yeah.
Show me just enough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see that, actually. This movie was number one in the box office for the first 2 weeks of its release.
Oh,
and
nice.
It stayed in the top 10 for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Damn. That's awesome. Good.
Mm-hmm. I love when horror does well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me too, man. It's really just the best genre.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so underrepresented.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here.
That is why we're here.
Uh-huh. You guys want to move on?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Rocky, Money, and Alex are breaking into a fancy house and they steal a bunch of shit. After they leave, Rocky talks about how she wants to get out of Detroit and move to California. Alex returns the keys to the house they broke into to his dad's office. Money sells the items they stole to this guy and is given a tip on another house to break into. Money tells Rocky and Alex that there's $300,000 in the house. Alex says no way. Rocky goes home. Her life is super shitty. Alex texts her later to tell her that he's in. Rocky tells Alex about her childhood and ladybugs. A dog spooks the three of them, and they see the man who lives in the house. Realizing that he is blind, they decide to do the job that night. They knock out the dog. Rocky breaks a bathroom window and climbs inside, disables the alarm, and lets the other two in. Once inside, they all start searching for the money, and Money goes upstairs to drug the old dude.
Not Dylan Minnette being a bad guy.
I also can't stand him, to be fair.
I fucking can't stand him. I just want to punch him in the face.
Like,
oh my
god. I'm indifferent to him, but like, because Charlotte loves him, and she loves the Wallows, and just like...
I like the Wallows.
I like Wallows.
I don't know what you guys are saying to me. He's in a band.
Oh.
Pretty good.
And no, they're not. And
I think
so. And she, you know, he's like from Disney or Nickelodeon or whatever. Yeah. So I just,
oh,
I didn't know that. I know him from 13 Reasons Why.
Is he the guy from Wizards? No. He's in 13 Reasons Why, but he's in something else too.
13 Reasons Why was terrible.
Yes.
Okay, listen to me.
I think that's why I hate him.
Yep.
I honestly don't watch it. I watched that while I was pregnant and cried my eyes out. Then the second season came out and I wasn't pregnant. And then I was like, this is awful. Like, I was like, wait, I think I was had blinders on while I was watching this.
Your pregnancy brain.
I know.
The book, I read the book when I was like 12, which is not good.
Heavy.
Bad all around. And he's not a good actor. So.
No, I just fucking don't like him. His face pisses me off.
Wasn't he in Scream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked him okay in Scream.
He was in Scream?
The fifth one.
Oh, he was! Yeah. Okay. Wasn't he it? No, it was the boyfriend dude.
Wasn't he the boyfriend? Sister. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, he's a bad guy. Geist.
Bad guy.
Love.
Him's naughty.
Hello, edgy.
Buffalo guy.
Why did fucking Money pee on the carpet?
Pee on the stuff? Like, that's my next.
Because he's a dick.
I was very confused by that as well. And at first I was like, is he jerking? Oh, no. I thought he was peeing.
Right, because
he's also
crunching
on that apple, goddamn.
Crunching.
Yeah. And why did they break the window?
I had the same thought. I was like, why did they break the fucking window after they broke in? But it's because they used the keys from Alex's dad's office. So, like,
from his security thing.
Right, yeah, because then it would make it look like dad, because he has keys. Right.
Yep.
So they used to get it, not trip the alarm, but then when they were done, they made it look like they broke in.
My question is, with these security systems, isn't there some sort of record about, like, when it goes off and when you disable it?
Probably.
I'm sure. So it's like, I feel like they would have been probably caught realistically.
Right.
Yeah. But I didn't think of that. Oh.
I didn't either until just now.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole first scene with them, I'm like, we could have just, like, not done this.
Yeah, I think it's fine. The peeing, maybe. But.
Yeah.
I like that Alex is, like, reminding them, don't take cash. Like, only take things worth this much so they don't get into much trouble.
Boundaries.
He has boundaries.
He does. Mm-hmm. He's a smart burglar.
And she's so edgy.
Oh, my God, with her tattoo.
Oh, my God, don't even get me started on the tattoo.
Also, I said... He's just Googling the address because that's smart.
I said the same thing. Right.
And they're talking about it in a diner.
Right, in a diner.
Like,
as you do.
Like a cafeteria.
No one's going to overhear you. Like,
right. I'm texting about it too. I'm like,
You're leaving a trail here, people.
Huge trail.
Yeah.
She's moving away and never coming back.
Never. She's
not like other girls.
She's going to get it colored in and she's never. What does she say?
I'll never mark my body again.
Mark my body again. I was like, fuck, this is so cringy.
He's like the girl in...
That's literally my note.
He's like clear waters or fucking
clear whatever. Rivers.
Clear rivers.
Clear rivers. Clear rivers.
She's not like other girls, and she breaks into fucking funeral homes.
We talked about this in Evil Dead. I love Jane Levy. I think she's a great actress. But the dialogue...
The drama.
And all of that, the drama, she does not do well. Uh-uh. The delivery, way too cringy. But later on, she's phenomenal.
Great.
And again, the
writing is cringe.
Right. I don't know if it's because it's the same writer, so it's just the writing is cringy, and that's why the delivery is cringy.
But that's probably why this part is short.
Right. Well, and it's short in Evil Dead, too. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. He doesn't do that, so he knows, maybe, and he's got to do just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Build. Yeah.
And then let's move on. Yeah.
So I don't even mind. Same thing with Evil Dead. I don't even mind that it's not too bad. It's just, like, fun to be like, ooh.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah, but then like,
it gets so good that it completely makes up for it, and I don't even care.
Yes. Right. Totally.
Yeah. I do feel bad for her family, though. I don't feel bad for her family. I feel bad for her sister.
Dude.
Is it her sister or her daughter? That part
it's her sister, I think.
I think it's her sister.
I was assuming that it was her sister because, like, when she, like, crouches down and, like, whispers to her, what if we go to California? Do you want to come with me?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. I feel like if it was her kid, she'd just be like, one day we're going to get out of here.
We're fucking going.
Right, yeah. True.
Fair point. Buena Vista Street, where it's located. Oh, yeah. Buena Vista means good view in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
He's blind.
He's blind.
I was like, and?
You're like, okay.
Now what?
Big ass sediment.
Big ass sediment. Oh my god, that sent me.
When they're talking about how much money is in the house, money's like, yeah, that's a big ass sediment. And Alex is like,
and then Alex settlement. Is like, settlement.
Oh. He's just a dumbass.
Idiot.
Yeah, money is very unlikable.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh god.
Oh yeah, he's the worst.
He's like a great value thug, right? Like, he's not.
Right.
But he thinks yes. he is, and it's just mm-hmm. hilarious.
Mm-hmm. He's big guy.
Like, you go by money? Like, shut that
money
up. Ugh. Pack thereof, more like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pack thereof.
Yeah. I did like his one line, though, where he's like, just because he's blind don't mean he's a saint.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
good foreshadowing there.
Like, yeah, because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, just because someone doesn't mean they're a good person.
Yeah,
can right. can we talk about the tattoo part a little bit more?
I'm just please. Of course.
Please.
Because she's just
that tattoo
there.
Is so good, though.
She's just sitting there. I want someone to see it. It's so awful.
It's so bad. So
and then he's like,
it's terrible. Tat.
Send me tat. I got it last night.
Like, oh, right. You noticed? I wasn't
you noticed?
Like,
oh, holding it in front of your face.
Oh, you noticed?
So, why are you touching it? It's brand new and it's not good you? At all.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You're going to get infected.
Yeah.
It's icky.
Icky. And so
I'll never mark my body again.
Like, so shut the fuck up.
What are you? Shut up.
Literally. Like, why did you say that? And, like, what does that mean? Like,
and the whole story of the ladybug and her being locked in the trunk of the car. I'm like, what?
Why?
What?
Why?
Why?
And that's I'm like, terrible. Maybe I think it has something to do with her locking the dog the in dog? The trunk later, yeah. but like.
Yeah. But we didn't need that part for the dog part.
Right. No. No.
And there's right. like later on, I think like a ladybug lands on like lands Alex on or something.
Yeah. And her.
But like.
Okay.
Like, we could have done just without it. Like, it doesn't do anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it just makes us cringe.
Yeah.
I feel like the dog jump scare is a Cujo reference, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said, too. Yeah.
Yep.
When they find out he's blind, this is Ronald's joke.
Oh, Jesus.
Ronald said, they're about to rob him blind.
Oh, no.
That's such a dad joke.
Oh, no.
I know.
My goodness.
That's amazing.
I know. I like the little GoPro set up there.
Right. Really cool. Mm-hmm. We do this tonight.
We do it tonight.
Okay.
What? GoPro setup?
Yeah,
it was like a time lapse thing of the house and how like
in
he
the fence?
Left
in the fence.
Forever.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. My notes here are mostly just about how money is a fucking idiot. Like, this whole time while they're trying to break in, like, goes to the front fucking steps, and I'm like, bro, stop it. And they're being so loud.
Yeah. So loud.
So loud. God.
So loud.
And like, also, if he's blind, like, his other senses are heightened. That's, are a, heightened. That's a fucking fact.
Yep. Yeah.
For anybody that is visually
and Dylan Minnette
or hearing impaired.
Yep. He would know that.
Yep.
Right. Oh, God.
Also, can we talk about her mesh shirt?
What do you mean? It's so cool.
I didn't notice it until later.
Oh. She has a fucking mesh shirt on. She's cool. Like,
what are you doing?
She's really cool.
She's cool.
What the end?
Yeah.
When she finally breaks the window and goes inside and steps, mm-hmm. what fucking, you're joking that you broke a window,
right?
First of all. But when she steps on that piece of glass, it's like so fucking loud. As she's walking through the house, like abnormally loud, which maybe it would, like if the house was completely silent. Like, you know how you hear a clock ticking
mm-hmm.
in a quiet room? So maybe it would be that loud.
I think also it's supposed to make it freakier.
Right.
Well, honestly. And like,
make us more aware of the noises.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, he would be theoretically more aware of the noises.
More aware.
So, like,
right.
We are.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah.
We're like hearing it. from his perspective. And
That's just like the loudest way to break into something.
Right.
Like,
right.
So dumb.
They took their shoes off. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Keep your fucking shoes on.
Keep your fucking shoes on.
Keep your shoes on.
Dude.
Yep.
Like, I get the theory, right? Because you can be more quiet without your shoes, and you can be sneaky, and you can tiptoe better. But it's our one rule. Well, one of four.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe they should wear sneakers and not boots.
Because they're like,
sneaky.
Yeah. Yes.
That was a good dad joke. Elaine, I think you
wear sneakers. And then he is like, that's my bitch in there.
Of course I care. It's like, oh, geez, Christ. Could we not?
That's my bitch.
I do love all the foreshadowing and the zooming in and out of things with the hammer and all the it's really cool. I like
that. Yeah, I love how it's shot. I did say, though, I was like, a blind man has pictures?
Okay, but the detail that I fucking love is that one of them is upside down.
Oh. Yeah, because he wouldn't know if it's upside, if it's right side up.
Right.
Like, why would he have them?
Well, she lived there with him.
Yeah.
Right. And because he lost his sight when he was serving in Iraq, so he wasn't always blind. And so, I don't know. I can imagine, like, if I suddenly was blind, I wouldn't just, like, get rid of everything in my home, pictures.
That's true. I forgot that that's how he lost his sight.
Yeah. He wasn't, like, born that way. In that case, it'd be a little weird if he had pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And always, like, lived alone or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that they're just, like, looking in random cupboards. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to find 300K in a cupboard.
No.
I have a feeling that's probably not where it is.
Probably not.
No.
When he goes up there to
gas him,
yeah. When he sits up.
Oh my God.
Also, I was watching this alone in the dark.
Nice. You were like,
it was real freaky. Yeah.
Yeah, it's freaky. It gets me every time.
And you don't know what he's watching on the TV. And that's freaky. Like it's turned away from him.
I think it's like a home video of his daughter. And like that part, like I like how they set it up because I feel like as a viewer, you're still feeling bad for this guy.
Yes.
And you're like, this is fucking horrible. Like this is so sad.
100%.
Yep.
Oof.
Like, for a while, you're like, fuck him up, man. Like, get them.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
There are a couple points in this movie where like they're startled by him suddenly, and this is like the first one. I would be dead immediately because if I wasn't paying attention and I looked up and he was sitting up and staring at me, but not me, I would scream.
Be screaming.
I'd be
dead. Yes.
Or at least be like, oh fuck. Like I wouldn't I wouldn't be able to just be like,
yeah.
Also, I'm a mouth breather.
Oh yeah, we talked about this last time, didn't we?
Yeah, I can't be quiet.
Yeah, Zach would be fucked.
Like Seth Rogen. Stop breathing like that.
Seth Rogen.
Fucking old dude is jacked.
He's fucking jacked.
If I saw an old man like that, like in like trying to rob him, I would immediately leave. I'd be like, that dude is like,
even if he was blind, he'd be like, no, I'm like,
he is strong.
Ex-military? Like, dude. No.
Right, so you know that dude is like packing some serious heat throughout his house. Yep. Like,
And there's like a part where they turn all the lights on and I think it's Alex. He's like, what are you doing? And he's like, Money is like, well, he's blind, so relax. So like you think about blind dude who's jacked an ex-military and is sleeping upstairs and the house is clean. So he obviously knows where everything is, how everything is supposed to be. Like this dude like you're in his territory. You're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so freaky.
Yep.
I was talking about that part with Zach because I was like, yeah, that's fucking stupid. Like, don't turn the lights on. And Zach was like, well, he's blind. I was like, but if you think about, like, I mean, I don't know.
It's a spectrum.
I don't know how it works when you're blind, and it is a spectrum. Like, you don't necessarily lose all 100% of your vision.
But he has nothing.
Right.
It doesn't seem like he has anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it was, like, eyes are just skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, they look like cataracts, but all like over his eyes.
Because it was like a grenade splinter or something that like shot into his eyes. But can they still tell the difference between light and dark, right? Like if when your eyes are closed and you're in a dark room and then a light is turned on, you can tell that the room is lighter with your eyes closed. Is it the same for someone that's blind?
I think it depends. Like, because some people are like so far blind.
Right. That they,
you know, that there's zero anything. But like, I think it is a spectrum. Like, maybe sometimes people can detect like shifts in the light, like if you go outside. Right. Or, yeah. Do you guys want to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They all assume the money is in the basement, which is padlocked from the outside. They attempt to break it open, Money pulls out a gun, shoots the lock off the door, and Alex loses his shit and pieces out. The old man wakes up and comes downstairs, turns out he's a fucking beast, and I think I said fucking beast.
He's a beast. He's a
fucking beast. Yeah, he's a fucking beast, and he fucks Money's shit right up. He asks Money how many people are in the house. He tells the man it's only him. Alex hears the gunfire from outside. Old man shoots Money in the head, and Rocky backs herself into the closet. Alex comes back inside. The old man padlocks the exits and boards up the windows. Old man goes to the closet to check his money is still there. Rocky sees the code to the safe. Alex finds Rocky in the closet. She opens the safe and loads up the money. They decide to leave through the storm cellar in the basement, but old man comes out. He drags Money's body away, and Alex and Rocky go into the basement. Upstairs, the old man sniffs out their shoes, realizing there are more people in the house and that his money is gone. He loses his shit.
Oof.
I understand that he has been gassed, allegedly, or whatever, you know.
Right.
Shooting a gun is going to wake anybody up.
Yeah.
Right. Even if they use a makeshift fucking water bottle silencer bullshit. Like, come on. That doesn't work.
No. I would be Alex. I'd be like, I'm done. Yep.
Yeah. Same. Bye bye.
When he shows up though in the room that they're in,
he's just so sneaky.
So sneaky. Yep. He's so quiet.
Yeah. Do you think he's wearing shoes?
I don't think I ever noticed.
I don't know that I noticed. I think he is barefoot because he steps on the glass later and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and he steps on the lock thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Imagine watching someone get shot in the fucking face and then having to be quiet.
And to not make a peep. That's what I'm saying. Like this part she's so good at. Like her whole reaction, everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah. All of it. Oh my god. So good.
I have goosebumps, but it's so freaky of her that just have to be quiet. And then he's like, I'm the only one in here. Thankfully he says that or whatever, but like
right.
That's his bitch.
That's his bitch.
Of course he cares.
But yeah, and then she has to just watch that. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, and the slow-mo is so terrible to watch. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. This is so when good. I put that it is. This is such a great concept for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. and it just comes out of nowhere.
I know. And then Alex hears it and then goes back in.
Oh, like kid, don't go back in. Like,
it's so cool watching them get locked back in.
Yes, get locked back in is awesome.
And Alex trying to like dodge the old man while he's like walking back and forth. Oh,
you be able. You know what's so scary about that is because I would think to myself, wouldn't you be able to tell like that you're walking past somebody? Like, wouldn't you feel? A presence, but then it's like,
he's also probably so focused on something else.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so
maybe funny. If he wasn't, maybe if he hadn't like just shot Money and was trying to deal with that, he may have felt Alex in the hallway there and been like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, that's like later with the fucking shoes. Like he just walks into the room and knows that smell isn't normal.
Another reason to wear your shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got stinky feet.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's wild.
In the camera work with all of this, following him around, locking them back in, and then like you see him in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. What is his name? Alex. And then
Oh, yeah, he's by the sink. Yeah. Watching him board up the window. And then his phone buzzes, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, same.
When she was texting him, I was like, oh, you better hope your phone's on silent. Like,
Yeah.
So stressful.
The way that he moves around that house so fucking fast.
Smooth. Just like,
oh, my God.
Fluid.
Yep.
And I don't know.
This is my one fact I have to share.
Oh, okay.
So, Stephen Lang, he's the old dude. Mm-hmm. He wore contact lenses that restricted his vision, particularly in low light. So he was kind of like
blind.
And the other actors in the scene, so Rocky and Alex later, when they're in the basement and he shuts off all the lights and they can't see anything. They wore lenses that made them look like they had dilated pupils.
Yep.
And that's why their eyes look so crazy. But it also restricted their vision. So they couldn't actually see well. Like, they couldn't see shit.
Wow.
In that scene, I mean, we can get to it. But I really thought, I was like, I wonder if they're really in the dark. Because they really looked like it.
Yeah.
They can't. They don't know where anything is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, and that's, that's what I was going to say about him. Like, he moves really well. But he also does it in a way where it's very believable that he's blind. The way he touches everything, but he's sure of it. Like, I don't know. They just did a really good job.
He's like, whatever I'm looking for, I know is right here.
Yep.
But you can't really see it.
He's just like confirming it. Yeah. It's just cool. He just does really good job.
It's just great movie. Very well casted. I just love this movie.
Yeah. When she's in the closet.
Just watching him do the code.
But then I get a little annoyed. I mean, I understand it's a fucking movie and there'd be no movie in the end of the movie. You're still going to rob him?
You're
still going to try to do this.
To be honest, I probably would. If I was already in that situation, I mean, hello.
Like, you'd be like, come this far.
Yeah, you're already there. You know the code to the safe and there's a shit ton of money in there and you have to figure out how to get out anyway. Fucking might as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit, I would.
I had a question about the safe. This seems like a Ronald question because I don't have a fucking safe. But like, do they just show the fucking code right on it after you?
I feel like it depends.
He didn't mention it. He didn't mention anything like that in this movie.
Oh,
really? Okay. Oh. Well, then I guess maybe Ronald. There are safes like that. Then
he didn't say anything about a gun.
An instance. Really? Yeah.
Nothing about the water bottle on the gun.
Oh, that's surprising.
Nothing about the amount.
He was just enthralled.
There's because he's always like, that's too many bullets for that gun. That bullet wouldn't even be in that gun. I don't know. That gun doesn't, whatever.
Nothing. Yeah, that seemed like something he would say. Be like, what the fuck? Like, safes maybe, don't do that. Or, I don't
know. Maybe I've criticized him too much and he's just
he shut the fuck up.
But he's but nothing, so.
That was the only thing I was like, ah, oh, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm. I doubt it, though. Doubt a safe would do that.
Yeah. I think normally
purposes, I feel like it wouldn't do that.
Right. I feel like it's when you put in your password in a website and it has like the little dots or stars. Right. I think that's normally what it's like.
Probably.
Right. So I don't know.
Combination to that safe, 2978, is actually Fede Alvarez's birthday, February 9th, 1978. Oh,
he's a little Aquarius.
He's a little Aquarius boy.
And he's
very
interesting. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
When they decide to go through the storm cellar and they go toward the basement and he fucking comes barreling out of the door.
Oh, my God.
Through that door.
That's the other instance where I would have fucking screamed.
I would have lost my shit.
And she's just like.
Yeah.
And then when Money's phone goes off.
Oh
when
yes.
That's what shoots him. Yeah. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Terrifying.
And he's pointing the gun at her and she just.
And then Alex. Sort of.
Just like,
oh.
Yep.
Yep.
Uh-uh. So you guys.
Yep. Yeah.
Freaky. It's spooky.
That's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Such a close call. And then cool, like, they're gonna get out of this. And then he goes into the room and smells the shoes, and you're like, oh, fuck.
And then sees that the money is gone, like, he just...
The episode title, I feel like, should be Wear Your Damn Shoes.
Wear your damn shoes. I like that.
They would have gotten away with it, I feel like.
If it weren't for those
they
damn
the shoes.
If it
weren't for the damn shoes.
Meddling shoes.
Yep.
Yikes.
And can you imagine, like, home, and I think obviously, like, we still feel bad for him because it's like home invasion is such a scary thing,
mm-hmm.
and it feels so. What's the word I'm looking for? Violating.
Mm-hmm.
Violating. So for him to like have checked the money, and then literally like 2 minutes later, it's fucking gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like to be him in that moment right. before we figure out what a fucking right. crazy person right. he is. Right. That's terrible and so scary. Yeah. Wow.
Scary. Mm-hmm. So scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My note is, I said he notices that the cash is gone. And then I said, but I originally put, he sees that the cash is gone.
Girl.
A couple times, you guys, when I was typing my notes while I was watching the movie, I typed so fast because I just like word vomit everything that I'm thinking.
Right, right.
And instead of Rocky, I typed Corky a couple times.
Oh, Corky.
Corky. Corky.
Love it.
Oh god. So it's like Alex and Corky race upstairs.
Right before this part, Ronald goes, man, this guy's such, I hope that guy fucks them up, because I already knew, and I was
yeah.
like, ooh. Right. It was like seconds ooh. Before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like,
ooh. Yeah, because initially you're like, you're totally on his side. You're like, yeah,
yep. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fuck these guys.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it changes.
It's all barbarian on us.
Yep.
Do you want to? Yep. Should we talk about it?
Yeah,
yeah,
we should talk about
it. Let's do it.
Okay. In the basement, Rocky and Alex see a woman chained up and gagged. They learn that she is the woman who killed the old man's daughter. They find the keys and free her. They unlock the storm cellar, but the man is outside. He shoots at them, grazing Alex's ear and shooting the girl prisoner in the face. Rocky and Alex run back into the basement. The old man realizes who he killed and cries over her body. They try to run upstairs, but old man cuts the power and they move around in darkness. Alex pushes shelves onto the old man and they find their way upstairs.
I said, what the fuck? I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I said, I have chewed all my nails off.
Yeah, it's so anxiety inducing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then when he gets all of the keys, and there's so many on the keychain, and he's trying to unlock her. And I'm like,
oh my God. Oh, and then God. I forgot, in the beginning, I'm sweating, you guys. In the beginning, when they're zooming out all fast with the stuff, and you see the bell above the door.
Yeah.
You're like, yes.
Fuck, is the bell. There's so much amazing foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then the girl moves, and then he hears the bell. Oh my God.
Yep. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Well, oh my God. A little piece of foreshadowing that I forgot is when the old man busts through the basement and they're up there and they're like, ooh, the camera kind of pans in a circle around them and it flashes on Alex's ear, like the back
ooh.
Of his ear. And I didn't notice that the first time I watched it.
I didn't notice that either. I love yeah. it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a subtle foreshadowing where Final Destination, it was a bit.
Right.
Real blatant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I really love the detail when they finally unlock her and they're trying to get her out of there.
Oh.
And she can't walk very well because yep. her legs are so atrophied. Like, mm-hmm. I love that they did that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love that word.
So good.
Good word.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I just yeah. have goosebumps this entire...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
yeah.
The whole movie is like...
I know. I also haven't seen it in 2 weeks and I still remember, like...
uh-huh.
ah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then imagine... Yeah, yeah like... They don't know the layout of that basement.
No.
No.
You know? And so the girl's, like, trying to, like, help them find mm-hmm. their way out.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time, like, I remember the first time I watched this movie, I was like, he's going to be right there. He's going to be right outside. Mm-hmm. Right yep. outside the storm cellar, waiting
it's
for them.
It's still freaky. It's still Back. Freaky, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. scary.
Did you see this in theaters, Lorelai?
No, Lorelai? I saw it after it came out. Because like
I can't imagine whatever. This would be so freaky to see in a movie
I
theater.
I would love mm-hmm. to see oh, yeah. it in a movie theater.
Yeah, mm-hmm. me too.
Yep. No, I only saw it for the first time like a year or two ago.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
When he yeah. gets upset because he shot her, though.
Oh, my God.
What? What do you mean that's your baby?
My interpretation right. of that the first time was like, oh, okay, so he wanted to replace his daughter with her.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Which.
Yep.
He does.
I mean, he does.
Yeah.
Not in the way that we think. And I love how they build that up.
Me too.
I love yep. that. Oh, it's so
unexpected.
It's so well done.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think, Ugh. Yeah. And he's just such a phenomenal actor, too. Like, in this, like, even though she was chained up, it's still, like, the way he acts with her, you still kind of feel bad. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, damn, dude. Like, because he's just so heartbroken. And you can feel that in his acting, but then it's like, oh, no.
I need shot in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Imagine just getting, imagine being fucking stolen by an old blind man.
Well, first
after
of
you killed his daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Killing a child on accident.
Killing a child.
Then getting stolen.
Then getting stolen and chained up and inseminated by some fucking guy and then shot in the face.
Right. Cool. Seconds before you're
so close to freedom.
Yeah, you think you're going to get out and.
Oh, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I always want it to be different. Every time.
When. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. When all the lights go off. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. Because they really look like they can't see.
Right before that, I love it. He cries over the girl, and then he goes to lock the thing again, and he grabs the screwdriver or whatever it is on top of the electrical box. And then, and I just like that, because that's a little bit of foreshadowing, too, because it's like, oh, I'm going to come right back to the electrical box and shut the lights off.
Yeah,
put like you guys in my world.
He just like, I like that he's like, no, you're freaking stuck in here.
Yeah. I'm going to get out.
Oh,
God.
So scary. Oh,
God. Terrible.
But I really, I was like, when, because even the second time when I saw it, I was like, I kind of think that they literally don't, like, acting wise, that they literally don't know the basement and the lights are legitimately off and they can't see. Because it really. And Dylan Minnette is not that great of an actor.
But you believed this part.
But I believe that he could not see.
Her fucking face.
Oh.
It doesn't even look like her.
No. When it's just so good. Grabs him. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. Or when she's like walking right toward him.
And he's right there. Oh.
She's just like. Yeah. Oh my God. Her eyes.
Her eyes.
Yeah.
What happened to her eyes?
Yeah, I would die 100%.
Very Silence of the Lambs.
Oh my God.
So
just,
good.
This scene is so intense.
I really liked the score here, too.
I was literally just going to say that I don't.
Oh, really?
Everything was much more effective to me when it was completely quiet.
Silent.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't note it the entire movie because I was so.
Yeah.
Just like enthralled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there isn't much of a score throughout it because they really wanted to play on like the quietness of the home. But the guy that did it,
the guy.
Yeah,
the guy. Some guy.
Roque Banyos. He did Evil Dead with today. And then he also did Don't Breathe 2.
Cool.
But I guess they were talking about it when they were discussing the score, and they really wanted to, like, they wanted to use the house in and of itself as the score. So they worked with this guy who created instruments out of, like, things you find in a home, like pipes and, like, all kinds of stuff, just to play into, like, because when a house is completely silent, there's always buzzing of electricity or whatever.
Yeah.
So they tried to use stuff like that as the score for the most part.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Made it really, really
I love that. Yeah.
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 Damn. The attention to detail.
Yes.
Love it.
We love it.
Mm-hmm. But this is seriously so freaky. And then when his hand is just on him and he pulls him back through the shelf or whatever.
Yeah, no.
I think that's when you see his eyes, the blind man, right?
Yeah, because he's like right up on him.
Yeah.
And you can see him. Yeah.
Terrifying.
And then when he goes to shoot him and he's out, I was like, oh, someone doesn't know how to count. So freaky, though.
Probably got so like caught up in everything that he wasn't even paying attention.
Thinking about it.
He's so lucky.
A good bright tear head.
Oh my God. I would shit myself.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have shit myself several times already.
I would have shot myself.
Right?
Shitted.
Running around with shit in my pants.
Heart attack. He would have been able to find me from the smell of shit in my pants. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Running around in my pee pants all day.
My pee pants?
Although, like, Alex, like, almost dies so many times.
So many times.
So many times. Oh, yeah, my
God. Through it.
Wow.
He really does.
He. Yeah. I said later, but I said he's like Danny McBride in Pineapple Express. He just won't.
Yeah. He just won't fucking die.
He just won't die. Are we, is the next one when they go upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Alex and Rocky go upstairs. The doggy is awake now, and he chases them up the stairs. Rocky climbs into the air duct. The dog breaks in and pushes Alex through a window. He lands on the skylight. The dog follows Rocky into the duct. The old man shoots the skylight, and Alex falls back into the house. Old man finds Alex and beats the shit out of him and stabs Alex. Rocky wakes up. The old man finds her and knocks her out. She wakes up now, restrained in the basement. Old man explains that Cindy was pregnant with his baby. Upstairs, turns out old man stabbed Money's body, so Alex is still alive. He locks puppy in the tool room. Old man puts Cindy's body in a box and fills it with some sort of sludge. Old man hoists Rocky's body, cuts open her pants, and approaches her with a turkey baster full of his semen. He tells her that she will carry his baby and that he will let her go. Thank fucking God, Alex whacks the dude before he can inseminate Rocky. Rocky gets up and shoves the turkey baster down the dude's throat.
Oh my God.
Dude.
When they go upstairs in the dog. Oh, sorry. I was trying to find my notes. I was like, wait, where am I? And the dog is just there.
Mm. It's just there.
Ugh. Yep.
The dog?
The dog is over. What?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say the dog reminds me of People Under the Stairs. Especially when she gets into the vents and the dog also vents with her. It's very People Under the Stairs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Same kind of dog too, isn't it?
A Rottweiler.
I'm glad it's not a pit bull, but Rottweilers are also, you know, they're not really that scary.
Yeah.
They're sweet babies. Because he probably is, because dogs are super hyper aware. So he probably knows his owner is blind. And so he has to be more protective of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Watching him. And he's like, who are you in my house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's a very well-trained dog, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But why did they go upstairs?
Why do you
Oh my God.
I mean,
the dog is coming at you and there's four locks on the door.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah, there's nowhere else to go, really.
I guess.
I just, my thing with getting upstairs is, like, there's still nowhere else to fucking go.
There's still nowhere else to go.
Right. To get out of the house if you're upstairs. Yeah. Like, not safely. I don't know.
No.
Anytime in movies when people go upstairs and they're trying to get out of a house, what fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate when they get in the room and they, like, push the wardrobe in front of the door and whatever, and then Alex says, we're trapped in here. Like, oh my God. Okay, you just showed us that all of the windows are barred. We know that you're trapped in there. It reminds me of when Janet is like, trapped in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was just like, no shit, Sherlock. Like, they already showed us. You don't need to fucking tell us. Stop it.
Yeah, I hate that.
God.
Yeah.
When Alex falls out the window.
He's passed out in the glass is just slowly cracking. Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Oh,
then
fuck.
But then I said Rocky is in the vents like John McClane.
What?
Die Hard.
Oh. I've never seen it.
You know, she's Die Hard?
I've never seen Die Hard.
Actually, I think I did like one time. Is in Gary Oldman's not in it, is he?
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gruber.
Love him.
She's fucking tiny. Like, those vents, air ducts, they're not as big as they seem to be in movies. Like,
no.
Bruce Willis wouldn't fit in a fucking air vent. It just doesn't. But she is tiny, and those air vents actually look small.
Yeah.
She's a really tiny person.
Like, except when the dog gets in there, and then they look roomy as fuck.
Yeah, right. It's probably a different one that the dog is in, I bet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought he jumped in the same one.
Well, like,
yeah, like what they used like to shoot.
They shot it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, before Alex gets tossed out the fucking window and lands on the thing, the fucking old man just like cracks his fucking head on the radiator.
Oh my god.
Like god oh, damn. Yes.
Yeah.
That's an old school fucking like iron radiator. Jesus. Oh, gee. I feel like that would probably kill you.
That would probably kill you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
How does he fall through? Oh yeah, he shoots at the glass, right?
He shoots at the glass. Like Alex was trying to like slide off of it, and then he old man appears from the window and shoots the glass, and then he falls back into the house, which like, oh, that fucking sucks so bad. Like you're
again, so close.
So close. Yeah.
And then you're just right back where you were.
Yeah. That happens with Rocky too.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's because he knew he was there? Because, like, I think he heard him when he was down below and went back up to shoot him so he'd fall through.
Yep.
That's what I think.
Yeah. The blind man wouldn't get hurt that way.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
And he fucks his shit up.
Right up.
Here. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Oh, this kid is dead. Like, you're just going to die from getting beat.
Beats the shit out of him.
Blunt force trauma to the head between the radiator and then getting... Punched in the face.
The way, the force of his punches too looks so real.
It does look so real.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. I like when the dryer turns on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he's all disoriented.
Yep.
Yeah.
Throws him off.
Yes. I said, yes, girl, hit that panic button.
Panic button.
Yeah.
I'm panicking.
I'm panicking.
And I love it because here, like, we think he just stabbed him. So we're like, yeah, he's dead.
Yep,
he's dead.
It's giving Glenn of in The Walking Dead.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I didn't watch
That's what it was reminding me of, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When she's in the vent and she wakes up and then she, like, kicks the vent thing off outside. Outside Bitch, you're telling me you're doing that without shoes on?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
No way.
Well, she has a mesh.
No way.
She's mesh shirt on.
She's built
and again, she's so close to getting out, and then he fucking grabs her. Close. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then when he punches her.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. No,
when he yanks her out of that oh, my God.
Uh-huh. I love how it's shot with her, like, on the ground, but he's, like, holding her up and just hitting her. Like, that whole frame right there is intense, and it's so well shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he chokes the fuck out of her.
Oh, yeah. The whole that whole scene, though, starting with him yanking her out, the way the camera just like it is so freaky. With again, with the part in the basement where he chokes him, and then when he like
it's just shot so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, she was so close again.
So close. And then when they get down there and she wakes up.
Oh my God.
And he starts explaining to her what's going to happen. And he's like, I'm not a rapist.
I'm not a rapist.
You are.
Like, yes, you are. Okay. Just because you're not forcing your body onto her.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You literally are, though.
You literally are.
Yep.
Really quick. This. I said, oh, now she's in the basement. You play stupid games and you win stupid prizes. This is what happens. You wanted to fucking rob this blind man. Look what happened.
This is what happens.
Yep.
See, his Taylor voice. Swift is relatable in every way. Yeah, even here.
His voice here is perfect.
God.
He's so his freaky.
Voice.
What's with all the plants in the basement, though?
Maybe he was trying to make it more more oxygen.
For air quality homey. Purposes. And
for the baby.
He did a really good job with the setup being blind. Mm-hmm.
Right, with all his couch cushions.
Yeah.
all those couch cushions.
Maybe from all the abandoned houses in the neighborhood?
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, there you go.
I said, she was pregnant. Neat.
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 Yeah. Really, like, because initially it's like, okay, this dude's like, he kidnapped her or whatever. Yep. Like, that's terrible. And then you're like, oh my fucking God.
Oh my fucking God.
And he starts to warm it up.
Oh my God.
Oh.
It looks so fucking foul.
So,
it's so disgusting.
So I did read a thing. And I wasn't sure how to take it.
I read the same thing.
I wasn't sure how to take it.
Say it.
Because it said that they used the same substance used in X-rated films.
Okay, well, the same substance.
So is that actual cum?
Semen.
I don't know.
Whose cum is it?
I don't know.
Wait, I have a question, you guys. I have a question. What is he jacking off to?
Oh. Memories?
He's blind.
Maybe.
He has a really good imagination.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just cannot. I'm really hoping that it was just like icing, you know, like powdered sugar and water. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like, but it's like a little bit yellow.
It looks so real.
Oh my God, I'm getting.
And then the hairs in it when he like.
Oh, oh my God.
When he sucks it up into the turkey baster. When he grabs the turkey baster.
It drips.
And drips out.
And the way it just like.
Oh, my God. I'm really sweating right now.
Say, my palms are so sweaty. My mouth is watering like I could throw up. Every time I watch it, I'm like.
That's so bad.
So disgusting.
And then when he cuts her pants. Oh, my God. That part in and of itself, I'm like, oh, my God. You're going to like.
Wiggling around.
You're going to snip something off, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch yourself.
Watch yourself. I'm really sweating right now, you guys.
Yeah.
Terrible. Her scream. She does such a good job. Her scream and the way she, like, thrashes against the restraints. Yeah. Like. Because,
oh my God.
And the hair. Oh, God, the hair. Oh, the hair. Stop thinking about the hair.
Yeah.
Wait, before this, I forgot. I wrote down, because he's talking about how there is no God. Because she's like, please, God, no. And he said, there's nothing a man can't do once he accepts that there is no God.
Jesus Christ.
This is what you're going to... Oh, my God.
I'm upset.
I'm upset.
I'm also upset.
I just said, oh, okay, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
And then my next note is, what do you think he masturbates to?
That's so terrible.
I do. Okay. But when Alex comes to the rescue, la-di-da, hooray. Yeah. Uh-huh. And she beats the shit out of him and fucking shoves that shit down his throat and he gags and it comes out of his mouth and it's just, ooh.
I know,
it's so gross, but I'm just like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yes. Let's fucking choke on it.
That is final girl behavior right there.
And again, it just looks
great line.
It just looks so real.
It looks so real. And then, ew, so was that real that it was in his mouth?
It couldn't have been. I feel like it's just powdered sugar and water. Because that's like the consistency.
There's so much of it.
Uh-huh. They probably just said that to make it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope so.
As we were watching this, Zach was like, I really hope that he brushed his teeth before he went back upstairs to fuck up their shit. Because I would brush my teeth like a million times. So,
yeah. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Ew, do you think smell. It was still dripping out of his mouth?
Oh.
Ew, that means it cut the back of his throat.
It's just in there.
Forever. Oh my God, you guys, I hate it.
Her acting is so amazing.
Amazing.
Fighting this shit off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Oh my God, it's so freaky.
Oh, and he tells her, I have a note. He says, you'll breed well.
You'll breed well. Ew.
Fucking goodbye. No.
Goodbye.
Giving misogynist psychopath.
Yes.
And he says that he'll give her life back in 9 months. And I'm like, that's really presumptuous, dude. Like, how do you know this chick doesn't have some sort of birth control? How do you know that she even is fertile? Like, you know, they could end up keeping her for fucking years trying to get a child out of her.
Giving birth.
Right.
Like,
because he's not a doctor.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm just thinking of all the ways and all the amount of times that, like, if she doesn't get pregnant the first time, how many times he had to do that, and like he probably had to like make her pee on a stick and find out that she was pregnant. And God,
do we know how long that one girl was down there? Because I know that you know when they Google him and the address and stuff. I was just wondering if
it's I don't know.
20 months ago or something, you know.
I mean,
I'm not sure.
Impression it's been a while.
Me too.
Like a couple of years.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But I'm like, is her family not looking for her?
Right?
And they would
not be like the number one suspect.
The number one suspect.
Right. Yeah.
Suspicious.
Maybe he killed him. Maybe he put them in the floor. What is that he fills her thing with? Is it cement?
It looks like tar.
It looks like tar.
Yeah, it was like black.
Right. I would assume it would be like cement, right? Because then they would never find her. But
it's black.
It's black. Like, so weird.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell if it was just like the low lighting or what, but I don't know what it was.
Oh, so crazy though. Yeah, I'm sure you watching this first time, Grace, you were like, what the fuck?
You were like, can Charlotte watch this? I was like, there's an implication.
Yeah, and so then I read that and I was like,
oh. Yeah, did that ruin it for you?
No.
Okay, good.
Because I had no idea.
Good, in like, what context?
In what context? Because
yeah. Sometimes it makes me nervous looking at the parental
the rating.
Because I'm like, is it going to ruin the movie?
Right.
But then it's so much worse than I had thought.
Yeah.
Are we in the next part?
We can be.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. They get upstairs. Old man has escaped. Oh, because they handcuffed him down there. And he shoots Alex dead. Rocky books it outside to the car. She stops in the street like a fucking idiot. And old man sicks the puppy on her. Puppy rips the bag of money off of her, and she devises a trap in the car to lock Puppy in the trunk. There's a scuffle in the car, and she escapes and grabs the bag of money. Sadly, old man finds her, knocks her out, and drags her back down the street to his house. She is able to set off the alarm and beat the old man with a crowbar. She takes the money and leaves. She is able to run away before the police find her. In an airport cafe with her sister, Rocky sees a news report about the old man. He is still alive and did not report the money missing. Rocky and her sister leave. The end.
Okay, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Okay, so Alex goes to, like, unlock the doors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't unlock the last one.
I had the same thought.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Why?
Yeah, like, after we find out that he's actually alive and the old man stabbed money... He, like, gets the keys and starts unlocking the locks in the door, but doesn't unlock all of them.
And then goes to get her.
Or whatever. Oh, what an idiot. That.
Well, yeah. I mean, he did just get punched in the face and hit in the head. And
fair. He's concussed severely.
Severely.
Yes.
At best.
At best. I hate this part.
Okay, listen. I want her to run so far. And then the dog. I was like, the dog bit is lasting a bit too long.
Yeah.
That's the part you're talking about that you hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get it. Very Cujo.
We get it.
It could have been cut shorter, and I think it would have been just as
impactful.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, she's fucking stupid for stopping in the middle of the road, A. Mm-hmm. And then she could have just locked him in the trunk and been done.
Right.
That could have been the end. It didn't have to break out and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And we didn't need the ladybug part for this.
Oh, God.
No.
Mm-mm. No. None of it. No.
No.
Well, and she doesn't know how to hotwire a car.
Right? Like,
she's a hardened criminal.
Yeah.
That was Money's job.
Yeah.
She's just here for the badass chicory.
In her mesh shirt.
In her mesh shirt, yes.
Her mesh shirt.
With her tats.
Manual windows.
Dude got dressed to find her.
He got dressed.
Yeah.
Right. He, like, put a jacket on.
Yeah.
He's like, hold on a second. I can't go out with a shirt on. That's weird. I'll be embarrassed.
In your abandoned neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see my nipples.
No people.
Not the nipples.
Anyway, we're back at the house. I don't like the dog part.
Me either. I don't even care.
I don't even care either.
No.
I just said this dude is like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Just turn back every time you think he's gone.
Uh-huh. Right. Like, why wouldn't they lock it? Also, I don't know. Make sure they're dead, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Go back to that, yes.
Make sure they're dead.
They just kill him.
I'm saying. Well, and they were like, well, our blood is all over the place. I'm like, who's looking for this guy?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
You know? No, he kept somebody in his basement and no one ever knew. No one cares about him.
Uh-huh.
Right, and I feel like if they found in the basement, they would find all of that shit and realize that he's not who they think he
is. He's not innocent.
Like, oh no, there was some nefarious shit going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Nefarious.
Mm-hmm. Nefarious. They should have killed him, obviously, but then there'd be no part two. but then the ladybug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't love yeah. that.
Don't love it.
Okay, it's no. okay. I still, in spite of all these things, I still like, I really like
this movie. Oh, yeah.
I love this movie.
Me too. Endings are hard. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Endings
are hard. But I do love that she gets away.
I Me still too. Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 yeah. Initially.
Her sister.
Get her the fuck out of Dodge.
It was supposed to have a much darker ending, and she wasn't supposed to make it out of the house.
Oh.
Instead, the blind man locks her up in a cell, and even though the police come to investigate, they miss the door to her cell. Whoa. But then they thought that this ending was too downbeat, so they changed it.
Mm. I don't know.
I like that she gets out.
I do, too.
No, I love that, but I might have liked it the other way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would have been scary and terrible.
When the alarm goes off, though, he's like, it's so disoriented.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the way they're so high pitched and loud, and
the way they use the camera here too to like disorient us.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, the camera work throughout is so good.
Really cool.
And I was like, girl, you might want to get out of there.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Fuck him up and leave.
Yeah.
Well, and so then when she gets out and they're like at the airport, imagine seeing that on the news.
Oh.
That he's not dead.
Right.
But also that he didn't report anything like missing.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yep.
Yeah. Ugh.
You'd be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life.
Like, I like how she's carrying you'd never the have money peace. In the front, though.
In that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she's paying for stuff out of the money backpack?
Probably.
Also, I would hope she'd put like a couple hundred in a wallet.
In a wallet, so it'd be so sad. Right.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, TSA. You'd TSA. Think, you'd be like, why do you have $1 million on this? Is
right.
Suspicion.
Suspension of disbelief.
Yep. Yeah. Always.
Well, I like this movie.
Yeah, me too.
Oh no, I love it. Yep. I think it's great.
What are the ratings? Do you know?
Oh, what are the ratings?
Yeah, like on Rotten Tomatoes or any of that stuff.
7.1 out of 10 on IMDb. 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. And 3.3 out of 5 on Letterboxd.
Oh, cool. Oh, you did check Letterboxd. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes is the highest, 88%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. What do we give this on the gore gauge?
Quite low.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
2, 1?
Yeah.
1, 1.
Yeah, because it really only gets kind of gory when he's like beating Alex. Yeah,
and when he gets shot in the face.
Shot in the face.
Yeah, I would say like a 1.
Well, what did we give Final Destination though?
I don't remember. I think we might have done 2.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's just
not
gory at all.
Yeah. Was it scary?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're kind of scary, which I love.
Yeah, but so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A real scary, you know, like home invasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kidnapping, like all of it is very, very real. And so it just makes all the scarier.
The artificial insemination.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Well, hell yeah. Good movie.
Yeah.
Are we ready to talk about our next one?
What is it?
So it's Kayla's pick. I'm so excited to hear what you picked.
Me too.
We're going to do the original Hellraiser.
Yes. Yes. I was so hoping you were going to pick that.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been wanting to do it since we started this, but it hasn't fit with any of our themes. So I'm very excited.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my god. I'm so excited. Fuck yes. Great.
That totally does not go with any of the other movies at all.
That's why we're doing this, though.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I know, but it's interesting because even though we've not done a theme, all three that we have done have been like, well, I guess Final Destination was a little bit parody. But they've just been less so like traditional horror. So it's just interesting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And mine's going in the completely other direction. So
is my next one.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yay!
My next one.
Yay, I can't wait.
I haven't picked my next one, but
I just picked mine just now. I have a list on Letterboxd.
Next, like 15.
Nice. I have a list of ones that I want to do.
Yeah.
And I just saw one, and I'm like, yep, that's the one.
Yep. Yay. Okay, awesome. Well, that's exciting.
Yay.
Woo. Awesome. Well, you know, if you guys aren't already following us on Instagram, go ahead and do that. We post stuff. So that's cool.
Yep.
And as always, remember to wear your sunscreen, hydrate or dehydrate, put your fucking shoes on. Leave your shoes on.
Put your fucking shoes on.
Leave your shoes on.
If you're going to break in someone's house, put your shoes on. Leave them on. Don't take them off. Like, what are you doing?
Don't take them off. Cannot emphasize this enough.
And lock your fucking doors.
Always.
And just don't break into people's houses.
Yeah, if they have 55 locks on their door because they've locked their doors, just take that as a sign.
Yeah. Right.
And this house is not for you.
Inseminate people with a turkey baster.
But if you are, if they're going to do that, then shove it down their throat.
Right.
Right. Yep.
If you're going to do that.
100%. Mm-hmm. And make sure they're dead, right? Like, if you're going to
kill somebody,
double tap, make sure they're actually dead.
Double tap, always.
Oh my God, just don't do any of this. Don't be friends with Joel and Annette.
Cause themselves money.
Or anyone named Money. Yeah.
No, money.
Yeah, just
don't.
Just
if you're going to break into someone's house, don't, first of all. But also, don't pee on their stuff, because that's weird. That's just
weird.
It's weird. And then you're leaving DNA, stupid.
You're leaving DNA. That's stupid. Pushing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're just being creepy at that
point. There's DNA in pee, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah. I think so.
Hmm.
I actually don't know.
I don't know either.
I would imagine so.
I would imagine.
I'm Googling it.
Oh, you are
too? Some DNA, but not nearly as much as blood or saliva.
Oh, neat.
Okay. Okay.
Well, don't do it anyway.
Yeah.
Just don't. It's weird. Like...
It's really weird. Use a toilet if you have to pee.
Yeah. Wait, you guys, we never talked about the weird Russian guy that Money talks to.
Oh my God. And like,
what is the point of this character?
What is the point?
And he's just in Detroit. Tip? He's just in Detroit. Just he's tip, just like some big crime guy. I don't know. Also, there's like 6.5 people in Detroit.
Right. 6.5.
Yeah.
What?
And they're all in this movie.
And they're all in the movie. We didn't talk about this at all.
Okay.
All right. Well,
see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.